Good evening. My name is Debbie McCorkle. I live on Highway YY in Marshall. Public speaking is outside my comfort zone, so I pray that your minds will be open and your hearts receptive to what I have to say. Some of you know that I worked for Marshall Municipal Utilities for over 30 years. I retired March 31st of 2015. I'm also a customer of MMU, where I pay a monthly sewer service. I'm here tonight to ask the council members to consider the reappointment of Mr. Wick Jacoby to the Board of Public Works. The mayor's already made her mind up and wants to appoint Mr. Chuck Hines to replace Mr. Jacoby. Therefore, tonight, I will address the 8 council members. Marshall Municipal Utilities has several departments that operate under one umbrella: electric, water, wastewater, internet, and natural gas. When appointed to the Board of Public Works, it takes a member years to get the complete picture of how the individual departments function or operate. Mr. Jacoby has that working knowledge. Appointing a new, inexperienced member to the board will result in a decline of productivity and progress on current issues. Since you all represent the citizens who essentially own the city and the utility company, it would only make sense that you would want to do what is in the best interest of MMU by not putting stumbling blocks in their way by appointing an inexperienced member to the board. Not reappointing Mr. Jacoby appears to me and numerous others, as you can tell that are here, to be of a personal or political nature. You as council members were elected by the citizens of Marshall to represent them, to act on their behalf concerning city business. You don't have to agree with the mayor's recommendations. You have the ability to vote using your own judgment on what is in the best interest of Marshall and the citizens that you each represent. You do not have to vote in favor of the mayor's recommendation simply because that's what your council packet dictates. Mayor, respect to her, she can marry and move out of town. That's going to leave the 8 of you to deal with the fallout of her recommendation if you decide to follow her lead and not let your own mind, heart, and conscience be your guide. I close again in asking you to have open minds and see that reappointing Mr. Wick Jacoby to the board is in the best interest of the citizens that you all represent. I encourage the members of the audience to step up and ask the members of the council to reappoint Mr. Jacoby. And it's my sincere hope that the current employees of MMU can speak without fear of repercussion, and you council meeting members can address that concern. I thank you for my 3 minutes. God bless you.
I'm going to ask if I can stand over here so I can speak to the audience too. I think it's very important in times like this. And so I stay away from everybody. My mask. Sorry. First off, I would like to thank Councilperson Wright for being concerned enough to address the citizens after the local council meeting. I'm sorry. Let me go back. My name is Angela Winning. I live on WW Highway. I'm not a resident. As a representative of the people, each one of you could have been an individual thinker and said to yourself, if this many people showed up, maybe the least I could do is listen to them and see what their concerns are. In previous council meetings, it is asked why you didn't reassign council members to different committees. You voiced then that council members remained on the same committees because they already had the knowledge of what was going on, and it would be too much to start over with other members and bring them up to speed. Now you want to change a board member in the middle of big projects. MMU is in the middle of two big projects in wastewater and internet. The people in this town own the utilities. Y'all got that? And they own your offices too. Do we need this much outside influence? We have a mayor that is outside of town and an administrator that we pay good money who doesn't live here, spend his money here, or pay taxes here. Do we need someone on the board that's moving outside of city limits that may someday have MMU internet? Mr. Hines has gone to several people, including outside contractors, asking how he can get his internet sooner. A little self-serving, wouldn't you say? Not thinking about the people he would be representing, just himself. There are current customers outside city limits that could have been asked to be on the board. Did you contact MMU and ask for a list of these people? In Mr. Jacoby, we have someone that is civic-minded, that lives in, spends his money in, and pays taxes to the city. He brings a financial background to the board that is much needed. We don't need engineers. We hire excellent engineers. We have knowledgeable staff. Most of our department heads have grown up in the utilities. They have a long understanding of what they are doing. You can't compare a utility company to a food manufacturing plant. I'm pretty sure, maybe, MMU staff couldn't go over and make Marie calendar, but I am damn sure employees of ConAgra couldn't climb a pole in the middle of a storm to get your power back on, comparing apple and oranges. Start working together with MMU. Over the last several years, there's been nothing but requests for money from the utilities, anywhere from donated utilities to million-dollar projects. How many of you have attended MMU board meetings? If you have, is there something Mr. Jacoby's done that made you feel like he needed to be replaced? As we all know, there is more than one way to skin a cat, and I hope you choose a different way to do it. Mr. Jacoby deserves to be left on the board. Keep in mind, the citizens have more than one way to skin a cat, too. Anyone voted in can be voted out. Thank you.
Zoom, Apache Drive. Tonight many of us gathered, and I'm going to repeat some of what these others have said, to display our support, trust, loyalty, and recommendation of Mr. Jacoby to remain on the Board of Public Works. This removal process of Mr. Jacoby has been on Council's agenda for a while now. Excuse me. It simply comes down to Mr. Jacoby going against the hidden agenda. Mayor, you gave your thanks a service to Mr. Jacoby, which I found nowhere genuine, and then didn't give him the opportunity to speak on his behalf. That opportunity he took by interrupting to give his thanks and willingness to continue to serve. It was obvious he is passionate about his seat because the man choked up during his speech. As for Mr. Jacoby's qualification, he currently serves as president of the board, up to date on current projects, active within the community, currently pays MMU, has MMU services and pays city taxes, whereas Mr. Hines will not have to pay city taxes because he chooses to move outside the city limits and have no MMU services. The mayor approached you after the meeting and you confirmed it was required to have a service to serve on the board. But the only possible service for MMU would be internet, and that has not been established because Mr. Hines had the audacity to ask Mr. Jacoby if he had any pull to move him up the internet list. There's more favors, but I'm limited to time. Mr. Hines is no more than a pawn in this chess game. Instead of dissolving the board, because that would look bad, the council wants to infiltrate by stacking it with yes sirs. The goal here is to have free rein on the money MMU has in reserves in case of emergencies. I have spoke to current and former council members. Mr. Aarons, you seem to be the ringleader on the attack of MMU's reserves, along with the bullying and intimidation of others when they don't vote along. If the bullying and intimidation take place, that needs to stop. If the funds become too depleted, then they're going to raise rates to restore what's been taken. Maybe the city shouldn't be loaning $130,000 for removal of a private property when it was purchased in the current condition. I'm sure that $130,000 taxpayer dollars could go to something other than private use. Not sure where the $2 million each year and the money saved on free utilities and internet goes that MMU gives. I and many others will be paying close attention to how this vote falls, and I can assure you, for me, it will be a deciding factor how I vote in upcoming elections. Marshall continues to be the true definition of insanity and hypocrisy. Repeat the same thing over and over, expecting a different outcome, and rules for thee and not for me. Thank you.
Jacoby presented a document, or wanted to present a document, to the city council. Mr. Aaron had nothing to do with it. He wanted to proceed with the second reading of that amendment, backed by Mr. Leon Thompson. He wouldn't even give Whit Jacoby the time of day and treat him poorly, in my opinion. And I urge the city council not to vote for this new member that the mayor recommended and reappoint Whit Jacoby. Thank you very much.
Questions have actually already been addressed, but I'm going to ask them again. What has Wick done that has disqualified him from serving on the Board of Public Works? How many of you have ever physically attended a Board of Public Works meeting? And if so, how many? And this question is for Mr. Hines, if he's here and will take a question. Have you attempted, or will you in the future attempt to, have your area moved up in the line to receive internet services? The answer to that question is yes. Does the council find that appropriate? The citizens do not. Citizens of Marshall are speaking to you. They do not want Mr. Hines serving on the Board of Public Works. They want you to reappoint Lord Jacoby to the Board of Public Works. Thank you.
The Hispanic community. As many of you guys know, in the recent years, we've grown very much. We work in Conagra, Cargill, and throughout like the city limits. And I'm also a representative for the Hispanic community where they would call me, or they still do, to different situations to be able to translate from English to Spanish. And I always send them to Wick. Wick has always been someone that has been very close to us, and he's actually always there for me and my family. When my father passed away from COVID, he was there throughout everything, and he still is. And so I'm asking to have you guys reappoint Wick Jacoby because of, you know, he's just a great person. So, and also because the Hispanic community does really do love him, and I always send everyone to him, and I'm sure that he's doing a wonderful job in the appointed position that he's in. Thank you for your time.
To talk on behalf of the Hispanic community. Thank you very much. I should do that.
My name is Spencer Fricky. I live 2610 Bella Court. I'm a present member of the Board of Utilities, and I have a statement I'd like to read to you tonight. If it's okay if I stand here, absolutely okay. I want to thank Wick Jacoby for the years of service to the Board of Utilities and the Marshall community. Wick brought to the board a commitment to provide the best possible service at the lowest possible cost to our citizens. He had a full understanding of budget, expenditures, and the understanding of the importance of healthy reserves. Unfortunately, over the past several years, the board has felt has become increasingly necessary to protect the fiscal integrity of the utilities. Wick took that to heart and publicly expressed that concern, questioning the council's agenda. That is one reason I think that he is being replaced. The new nomination, is being partially made under the guise of finding someone to represent the 168 residents that live outside the city limits, many who receive only a single utility service, which has been provided by for years now. These residents have always had the full representation from the board, and MMU has always responded to their needs and concerns regardless of location. To suggest that an appointment be made on that condition is based on neither fact or history. The last issue I'd like to reveal is that I'd like to reveal the true reason for replacing a proven board member that's been a valuable MMU and community asset for the past 4 years. But to be honest, it would only be speculation on my part. Is this move by the City Council to replace the present board members with only those who agree with their agenda? I don't know, but I have my suspicions. Future board appointments should be made solely on the candidate's experience, skills, and personal qualities, as well as his or her commitment to serve all of Marshall Municipal Utility customers, city and rural, without any personal or biased opinions, or is this an appointment only to support the council's need for money and control? Wick?
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Sometimes tragedies happen, and we had to have those reserves to make sure that the city kept functioning. Every single utility worker here, they worked their butts off to make sure that the city got back up and running in a pretty quick manner, to be honest. I mean, I'll congratulate every one of you guys. You guys did great. And I appreciate that as a customer. Those were all made possible because the board did their job. They made sure that the foundation was there for them to do their job as best as they could, and we were back up and running and functioning as a city. So I'm not going to try to appeal to you with how you feel about Wick Jacoby, because honestly, none of us here care how you all feel about Wick Jacoby. But he does the job. He does great. The other board members approve, as we've just seen. The city approves, as you've just seen. Almost every demographic is represented here, and they are in support of Wick Jacoby. Now, I'm not telling you how to do your job. That's why we voted for you. That's why we elected you to do the job. But I'm asking you to just please read the room and understand what you guys are voting on. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
My name is James Tronis. I live south of town on the 65 Highway. I'm an employee with Municipal Utilities. My plea is really not to the City Council right now. It's more to the people and the voters in this town. Everyone sitting up here as an elected official, and I feel like you guys need to do a better job of talking to your constituents and the people who have voted you in your places and listen to what they have to say, and it shouldn't have to come down to this for something like this to happen. We all need to be more involved in this city. I lived here for 41 years. All my money gets spent here. I don't travel outside of town. I stay here. I buy my groceries at Walmart and Aldi's. I buy my clothes at Orsland's. Marshall's where I live, it's where I choose to live. And I want to see Marshall move forward. And I've heard a lot of talk about moving Marshall forward, but I've not seen a lot of action. So that's all I've got to say. It's hard to add on to what everyone else has already said, because they've already said what I need to say. Yeah.
Against Jacoby or Chuck Hines or whoever's going to be appointed, but I have a concern that there's sort of a pattern, I think, that has shown up here, in my mind anyway. I'm not sure of all my facts because they haven't all been verified, but I was relieved from my board position in 2018, and Wick replaced me. And at that time, I was concerned about the elephant in the room, I would say, was the reserves of the municipal utility and how they should be used, and the legality of using those reserves for city development. I have no problem with that if it's all legal, but I believe that part of the reason Wick is being removed from the board is because of his concern about the reserves. I was concerned that was part of the reason I was removed. I think I understand correctly that the previous city manager, David Hoagland, was removed for his concern about it. I just think that there's a pattern that has developed, and we need to take these concerns seriously and to make sure that everything that is done with the reserves with the utilities are legal and upstanding. And maybe this has all been done, and maybe what I'm saying is not of relevance, but that's my concern about the situation.
Stephen Mills, 210 Meadow Crest Court. I want to thank Wick very much. He taught me more about finances being on that board than I could ever explain. Thank you, Tony, for helping me understand that part too. Wick is a tremendously good board member. I know there's been animosity between the utility and the council. And we tried to work through it. We said we're going to put it behind us. We said we're going to move forward with that. Well, that's really not happening. He is 40 years old. This is his time to be sitting on the board that he's on. He does a very good job being where he's at. I really hope you guys would consider reappointing him to let him at least finish out another 4 years to get through our projects. He knows everything. I realize that we still need to work together and we still need to move forward. But doing this isn't going to help it. It's just creating more animosity. We keep saying we're going to move forward, but this isn't the way to do it.
Seeing no more, we'll move on to committee.